بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, we began the discussion on tawakkul, reliance, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In regards to tawakkul upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, placing one's trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, عليه فليتوكل المتوكلون. وعليه, in Arabic, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this ayat, that only upon him, with hasar, with restriction, that those that have tawakkul and those that have reliance should only place their trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one else. Everything else cannot be trusted, cannot be, a person cannot put his reliance upon it. It is only upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here we find that our elders teach us over and over again that how to place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the minutest thing also, a person is about to start his car. The first thing he should be saying is Bismillah. That this key can't do it. Sometimes the key is there, he's starting, but the car is not starting. Something is wrong with the starter. Something beyond that. So I can't even trust the key to start the car also. It's only through the power of Bismillah that things will happen. The entire world also is running on his axis and is going according to the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of those that take the name of Allah. When those that will not take the name of Allah or who take the name of Allah will no more be here. The Muslim, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there'll be no more Muslims left, no one to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the entire world will be destroyed. So everything is happening to the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So everything a person does, ulama explain, Bismillah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Person is waking up also, Bismillah. He's sitting down, because all his limbs are functioning also to the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So tawakkul, reliance we place upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the practical way, the most simplest way, is everything we do is Bismillah. Entering the masjid also, Bismillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. So every step a person takes, any condition he changes, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be taken. The hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Oh, an lakum tatawakkaluna ala Allah haqqa tawakkulih." That if you place your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you ought to place your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرُ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain you as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains the birds. تَغْدُو خِمَاسًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. They leave in the morning on an empty belly. They leave in the morning, they nest on an empty belly, they return in the evening with a full belly. They trust, they have no degree, they have no businesses, they have no shops. They have trust in Allah, Allah will provide for the day. So they leave now early in the morning on an empty stomach and they return on a full stomach. Allah provides for them. And how many insan we find Allah Ta'ala puts in his heart now to put some feed out for the birds. Allah can use ashraful makhluqat, the best of all creations, to take care of that creation that doesn't have that amount of intelligence of insan. Allah puts in his heart to take care of them. So what is it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take care of insan? But because insan has shifted his trust upon himself, that I trust what I have, my means, so as we think of Allah, he'll treat us. So I think now that I will do everything, that everything is in my control, so Allah will hand over affairs to us also. And we see that how much that we can control, how much we can look after, we can't. We place our trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we mentioned yesterday, the first type of trust, of tawakkul, is the ilmi type, the theoretical. One has to regard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the actual doer of everything. We are in need of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala at every given moment of our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created effective means. Means are not independent within themselves, they depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is part of Islamic belief and aqidah, and this type of tawakkul is farz. Where a person knows in his heart, he believes in his heart, that the doer of everything is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the second type of tawakkul and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is called amali, the practical. How practically we put this tawakkul into our lives. It refers to abstaining from using means, that a person doesn't use the means practically, and he has trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two types of means, which we call asbab. The first one is the dini, the religious means. Abstaining from adopting means which will grant one dini benefit. Abstaining from adopting means which will grant one dini benefit is not praiseworthy. In fact, at times it is a sin to abandon these means. That through these means you will get dini benefit. Now to abandon those means sometimes becomes a sin and a means of deprivation. This form of tawakkul is evil. A person lies farz upon him to go for hajj. He says, I'll make tawakkul. Allah will send the plane to me. The plane won't come to him. So, is that the system of Allah? He'll have to go to the agent. He have to make some effort. He can't say, I'll make tawakkul now. It's farz upon him to go for hajj. Then he has to make some effort and adopt the means also. So here ulama explained, if the matter is wajib in deen and sharia, then to adopt those means are also wajib. To fulfill that wajib now, to adopt the means will become wajib upon him. He can't sit at home and say that I will get to the masjid for farz salah, but I won't make an effort, I won't adopt the means. I negate my car also, my car can't do. So Allah must take me to the masjid. The salah is farz upon him, wajib upon him. To go for salah with jama'at is wajib. So he has adopted the means, now be wajib upon him to adopt the means to get to that final destination. If the matter of deen is mustahab, then to adopt those means are also mustahab. So it will not be a sin not to adopt it. The second type of the practical type of tawakkul, ulama explain, worldly means by which one will be granted worldly benefits. To adopt worldly means by which one will be granted worldly benefits. If the worldly benefits are haram, then to abstain from these means and asbab also are compulsory. They should not go ahead with this, because this is haram. So to abstain from those asbab that will lead him to that haram thing will become compulsory, not to go that route. Such tawakkul is farz, that don't do it. If the worldly benefits are halal, then they are of three types. Number one, wahmi. Those permissible means which are unnecessary. Those permissible means, asbab which are unnecessary. These are normally adopted by people of greed. Doesn't have to go down that way, but he wants to do it because it's greed. So he wants to adopt those means now to get that, because it's greed. Allah has given him enough already. If these means are harmful to deen, then it is not permissible to adopt these means. If they are not harmful to one's deen, then to adopt them will be permissible. But it will be best if one abstains from them. If these means now, doesn't have to adopt them, but he just wants to go ahead with it. But possibly because of this now, it might take him away from the purpose of his life. From his salah maybe, that now I will get more involved in dunya, and then the salah will become difficult for me. Whatever amal of deen, then he should abstain from it. The second type will be yaqini. Those means in which benefit is regularly found after utilizing it. Example, a person becomes satiated after eating, a person's thirst becomes less after drinking water. This is yaqini. This is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We eat food, we get satiated. We drink water, then the thirst is quenched. To abstain from these means is not permissible. You cannot sit behind and say, now I'm hungry but I won't eat. Allah will fill my belly. Allah's sunnat and the norm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we partake of food, then we get satiated. That is the system of Allah. Yes, now and then a person a very high level of tawakkul, the wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he says, I don't need the food to satiate my hunger. I trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does satiate him through his zikr and ibadat, etc., then Allah is displaying his qudrat, his power. But the norm is that you have to adopt these means. Allah has kept benefit in it. To abstain from these means is not permissible. This form of tawakkul is prohibited. And the last type is dhanni. Those means in which benefit is generally found, but many times the opposite also occurs. Example, attaining health after utilizing medication. Getting money after finding a job. This is dhanni. That those means in which benefit is generally found, but many times the opposite also occurs. That a person, he takes medication to attain health, but it's not definite that he will get better. Or person now has so much yaqeen upon his education that I will get a job, that I will make my life more comfortable, but there's no Yaqeen in that it is dhanni. This is what people normally refer to as tawakkul. That I will take the medication and definitely I will get better. Ulama explain also that a person is ill, so he takes a tablet. He has so much trust in the tablet that now I will get better. But here too they explain when the person takes that medication and he goes into his belly, then they say, "Wo goli pukarti hai." That tablet now calls out to Allah. Ya Allah, should I benefit him or don't benefit him? Even that tablet is muhtaj, in need of the permission of Allah. But insan's tawakkul becomes so much upon the means he has around him, he says, definitely he's done. This doctor now is a super specialist, I trust him completely. That my shifa is in his mashwara and the medication he gives me. That too is also muhtaj of the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But this is what people normally refer to as tawakkul. For people of weak disposition, it is not permissible. For weak people of weak disposition, it is not permissible to renounce and to abstain from such means. They should carry it out. That to take that medication, his tawakkul is not of that level. So he should go ahead now and he should look for a job, he should find a job, he should study, he should do some work, he should utilize the medication. It is permissible for people of strong disposition and taqwa and tawakkul, and at times mustahab, especially for people who are engaged in the service of deen, that they can abstain from these types of means also. That Allah will provide for me. We hear of one Kar Guzari, a person who many years was making intention to go in the path of Allah, for 4 months. But a person of less means. But he had in his heart, yaqeen tawakkul, my Allah will take me. My Allah, and he was doing a very menial type of work, which wasn't enough now to take him for 4 months. One is the kharcha, and the spending for 4 months in the path of Allah, the ticket, the visas, etc., transport, and then to leave money behind for the family. But he continued making dua, that Allah will take me. And they say the jamaat was ready, he also got ready with them. So it was years ago. He packed his bag, he went to the airport with the jamaat. No money in his pocket, just his passport only. Visa, you get an arrival in that country. But he joined the queue for check-in. Say, Allah, I know you'll take me. He was of that high disposition and tawakkul. So he abstained from the Allah, he renounced it. So he's standing in the line. Allah sees to what extent my banda will push and trust me. And the jamaat is checking in. As he's standing in the line, one of his friends, a businessman, big businessman, was returning from a business journey. And he sees his old friend standing in the line. So he asks him, where are you off to? He says, I'm going 4 months jamaat. He says, mashallah, you're a buzruk, very pious person. I'm a person of dunya. Fully I can be like you also. So he takes him one side. He says, please do me a favor. I just made a very good deal overseas. I got the returns came through. And I have some leftover spending money of mine. So please take it. You'll do me a favor, at least make dua for me. He says, no, I don't need it. He says, please, you didn't ask me. Allah put it in my heart, I want to give it to you. It's hadiyah for you. Ulama says, this is hadiyah from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, your rosy in his pocket. So he says, when he gave him those dollars, it was enough for his entire 4 months and for the family. Allah provided for him. He was of that level, Allah said, I will test you till the end. You have tawakkul upon me, I will open the way for you. So therefore, Hazrat says now, for people of the strong disposition, and at times it is mustahab for them also, that are engaged in the service of deen, to renounce and to abandon the means also, and Allah shows them that He will provide for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sufi to adopt this type of tawakkul, inshaAllah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.